Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. And boy, do we have a very, very busy show planned today. I'm sure by now you have heard of the news. It is all but a done deal. The Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to move to the state of Kansas to build a brand new stadium. We have a press conference scheduled at 3 o'clock where I believe the governor of Kansas is going to speak. I would imagine the Chiefs are also going to release some type of statement. We will go to that live at 3 o'clock. I can't really confirm anything else right now. There's a lot of things that are moving. There's a lot of parts right now. There's a lot of things I'm being told that I can't officially announce until the state of Kansas makes an official announcement at 3 o'clock. So trust me, there's a lot of stuff that is in the cooker for right now. Just bear with me here. 913-586-7965. We will be covering this in its entirety the entire day. Before we get to it, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. Number three, happy holidays. And remember that the open of the show was brought to you by good friends over at The Other Place with 5 locations around town. We got a great Monday Night Football game coming up later today between Indianapolis and San Francisco. Why don't you go watch Philip Rivers with our friends over at The Other Place? I do want to take phone calls today. I do want to read your text. I do want to hear what you guys think. I do want to hear how you guys feel about the news. This is where I would like to start. On days like today, I very rarely try to listen to the other sports talk shows. I am busy trying to form my own thoughts and my own opinions and get in my own head about what I think is important and what we should talk about on our show. But as you walk into our office, sometimes they have music playing, sometimes they have different news talk, whatever it is. Today, our station was on in the lobby radio. So I'm entering the building and I'm walking up the stairs and Alex is talking to a caller. And in the phone call, Alex and the caller are going back and forth about the stadium not being in Kansas City anymore and that this upsets the caller. And Alex was pushing back, I would say, with great reason. But I think we know that sports fans are not very reasonable people when it comes to matters of the heart and emotion. And this is something that I would tell Alex directly, and I think Alex knows this, is I think it is incredibly difficult to understand how a Missouri person feels if you're from Kansas today. Every Missouri person that is listening to the show has been in this conversation multiple times in your life. You go out of town and somebody recognizes that you are from Kansas City. Maybe you have a bag, a hat, a shirt, whatever it is. That person says, are you from Missouri or Kansas? Or they ask if you are from Missouri or Kansas. And if you are from Missouri, it is almost offensive that they have asked you this question before, because all of us take great pride in where we are from. We take great pride in our own community. And for a lot of Missouri people, they take great pride in they are not where some of you are from. That we are from Missouri and we are proud to be from Missouri. And one of the identifying factors when people from outside this area ask you this question is, well, the Chiefs play on the Missouri side or the Royals play on the Missouri side. That has always been a point of pride. It is a part of identification. They are a part of our community. And the fact that the Chiefs are leaving that community causes an identity crisis. Now, in theory, we are not talking about the Chiefs like they have moved away to some far off land. This is not Pride Rock from The Lion King. They are moving down the street. You've been to this part of town dozens of times. Have you ever been to a Sporting Kansas City game? Well, then you know where the Chiefs are going. Have you been to a NASCAR event? Have you gone out to the Legends to go Christmas shopping? Have you gone to the movie theater out there before? Have you gone to a festival? It's not like this is some foreign, brand new part of the city. But if you live in Missouri, it is not ours. We don't see it that way. It's yours, even though technically it's all of ours. I live in downtown Kansas City. I have always spent my adult life working in Kansas. I have never worked a day of my life in the state of Missouri. So we all go from here, we go there, you come over here, we come over there. This is all one giant community. And you are no less from Kansas City if you are from Olathe or Gardner or Grandview or Raytown. We are all part of one big community. But I think what Alex misses in this is someone who was born in Kansas and went to the University of Kansas. And what I think a lot of Kansas people are missing today is that part of your identity, part of who you are, was taken away from you today. Yes, it's stupid. Yes, it's petty. But that is how a lot of Missouri people feel today. How I identify myself, who I am, where I come from, has been taken. One of the joys, if you ever drive to St. Louis or you drive to a Mizzou game, Columbia in that part, and you are starting to drive back into the city, there are certain identifying marks that let you know that you are home. One of those identifying marks when you drive past Independence Center. And then you also know that another one of those identifying marks is the Truman Sports Complex. That's home for us. And our home is changing. Our community is changing. There is a certain level of comfort that you get for, we have never had this conversation before. Those stadiums have always been there. They have always been a landmark, an identifiable place of where some of us live. That is changing. For some people, forever it is changing. There's certainly going to be a group of people that are not going over there because it's in Kansas. I'm not one of those people. I mean, I got a job to do. It doesn't really bother me one way or the other. But there are certainly a group of people that feel betrayed in all of this. And those people matter just as much as the people who are really excited today that finally their home is gaining one of the best neighbors that you can possibly have. Kansas, that is a relatively small state. And the further and further you get away from Kansas City, let's be real, there's not a lot going on in the state of Kansas. Like, once you get outside of KCMO proper, ain't really popping over there in Kansas. They got an NFL team today, right in their backyard. Some of you will now, who have made a 30, 45-minute drive over to the stadiums, now got to make a 5, 10-minute drive. This is a substantial way for the way that all of us live and maneuver in this city and what binds us as a community. So I don't want to come on here and spin it like today is some terrible day. I don't think it's a terrible day. At some point, Kansas City is going to host a Super Bowl. At some point, I believe that Kansas City is going to host the Final Four again. And I'm not talking about back in the day a municipal auditorium. I'm talking about in a brand new shiny stadium. I think the Chiefs are about to build a football palace in Kansas with our money, but they are about to build a football palace. Today is not the worst thing that could possibly happen, but I do want to be mindful, and I think it is very important to hear from the people that this is how you identify yourself when you go out of town. This is who you are. It has always been this way, and we are disturbing the ecosystem of how we maneuver as people who live in the state of Missouri. I do want to take you guys' phone calls, 913-586-7965. We will have some pockets to take some calls. After 3 o'clock, I don't really know what's going to happen after 3 o'clock. This person's scheduled to call in. This person's going to call in if the press conference goes this way. Today is not really a day on which I have a whole lot of plan because I have no clue what's going to happen in today's show. But all I know is I expect at 3 o'clock, I expect the governor of Kansas standing there with the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs to make an announcement that the Chiefs are going to build a state-of-the-art stadium out by Kansas Speedway. We'll take your phone calls. I'll keep yapping. It's The Drive.
Welcome back to The Drive with CDOT.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, when do you think the Chiefs are going to announce their next quarterback? I mean this very respectfully. I'm not here to talk about that loser football team right now. They've wasted enough of my time in this month. They wasted enough of my time over the last 6 weeks. I don't have any. We will not talk about the Chiefs for the next two shows. If you are expecting opinions on that football team right now, I'm here telling you, while I could be taking my vacation time, my use it or lose it vacation time, and I'm here talking about the stadiums with you guys, we are not talking about that loser football team. I don't want to see them win another game this year. Please don't. I feel bad for you if you're watching that loser football team. So no, thank you. I have no thoughts and opinions on them picking up Shane Bouchel off the Bills practice squad today. I don't care who plays quarterback. I hope they let you play quarterback. I hope they do a raffle. I hope they let fans come down from the stands. I hope they let you beat the drum. I hope they do a I hope they do an audition for who sing the national anthem. That's what I want them to do for the Christmas Day game.
You have no thoughts on the snap count between Juju Smith-Schuster and Jalen Royals?
Nothing. I don't have any thoughts about the Chiefs over the next 2 days. I got pages of notes. I didn't write down one thought from yesterday's Chiefs game. Not a one. Y'all got it. I'm sorry. I'm here to. I can't lie to you guys these next 2 days. That's not what I'm here to talk about. Not at all. I'm not. Someone on the text line says, when is the mayor going to come back on the show? We have been talking. He has a press conference scheduled for 4:00. We are working on him coming on after the press conference. I mean, he's not going to come on before the press conference, but I'm certainly aware of the interview on Friday. I was here. He is aware of what was said on Friday too. And he has told me that he will come on the show. So I don't know if he is coming on the show today or tomorrow, but I promise you he will be on the show at some point, either today or tomorrow. I guess I can tell you other people that are coming on the show. Phil Lavota. You guys might remember Phil Lavota from last week. You guys remember him. He was all hot and bothered last week. Remember him?
And I'm here today because the state of Kansas is making noise. And depending on which media outlet you listen to, the deal's already done. Well, it's not. I've had weekly conversations with Mark Donovan, the Chiefs. We talked yesterday, we talked today, and he has told me there is no done deal.
That man was lying to you. That's what I'm here to tell you. That man was lying to you. I got one more thing I want to play, and I promise you we'll take phone calls. This is Phil Lavota. He is coming in studio tomorrow to talk about this. Yes, this guy, the guy who did the press conference with the KC Monarchs jacket on, the guy who was all hot and bothered yesterday, who did the We Lost press conference. He is going to be in studio tomorrow. Boy, we got a lot to talk about.
But I don't concern myself with that, because even if the Star Bonds over there can help build the stadium, there's no funding to maintain it. And I don't think the Kansas people have an appetite to raise their taxes. If you see what happened at 119th and Nall, they don't want the Royals over there. So I don't think it'd be different with having the Chiefs stadium over there.
So that was Phil Lavota. He is going to be on the show tomorrow. I believe he's going to be in studio at 2:30 tomorrow. So just go ahead and mark that down on your phone. I would tune into that interview. Boy, do I have a lot of questions for him. So this is how we led the show today. I was walking into work today and they had our station playing in the lobby. And Alex was going back and forth with the caller about the stadium. And the stadium, I believe, is technically going to be in Kansas City, Kansas. So they are not leaving Kansas City. But I think it is impossible to completely understand this part of the conversation if you are not from Missouri. And one of the identifying features of you being a Kansas City, Missouri resident is that your side has always had the Chiefs and the Royals. So in the large picture of things, yes, the Chiefs are not moving. This is not a conversation like St. Louis was having, where their team went from downtown St. Louis to Inglewood, California. That is not the conversation we are having. But we all live here. We know the rivalry that exists between these two places. You know the passion between the 913 and the 816 side. So the people on the 816 side are looking at this as a loss, while the people on the 913 side are looking at this as a win, because it is a win for them. Technically, we all are going to have the same abilities that we've always had. You're still going to have the ability to pack up the truck and take the grill out there and go watch the team and tailgate. And they'll get some of the most amazing concerts and shows and Super Bowls and all of those things. If you want to be super technical, we are losing nothing in this deal, but we are losing everything in this deal if you're the Missouri side. And that part of the pin that you get to wear on your lapel, part of the aura that you get to walk around the world with, is we are the home of the Chiefs and the Royals. And right now we are no longer the home of the Kansas City Chiefs. And it would appear that the Royals want to move out by 801 Chop House on 119th and Nall. Let's go to the phone lines here. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Jim. He lives on the Mo side. Hey Jim, how you doing, man?
Hey guys, good to talk to you.
No problem.
Wish there were better circumstances. So I'll just start out by saying I grew up in Missouri my whole life, and I grew up with the Kansas thing, and there's nothing good about Kansas. Norm Stewart kind of summed it up. You know, he would not stay on the Kansas side whenever he went to play KU. They stayed on the Missouri side because he didn't want to spend a dime when he went over there. You know, I used to travel a lot, and you'd say, yeah, I'm from Kansas City, and everybody'd go, oh, Kansas. You're like, no, most of Kansas City's in Missouri. So that's kind of where it comes from. You know, most of the business used to be in Missouri, and Kansas started doing stuff to steal our business, and we let it go, and nobody said anything about it, and the money moved across the state line. And now Kansas is not being a good neighbor. They've even stolen our sports team. So I will not, and I encourage every Missourian to not spend a freaking dime. I will never go to a Chiefs game across the state line. I'm either going to have a garage sale or a bonfire, one or the other, and I'm going to go buy some Broncos gear, even though I absolutely hated the Broncos for most of my life. So they can take it and shove it, just like the Kansas Speedway. They didn't call it the Kansas City Speedway. They called it the Kansas Speedway because it's all they freaking had. So when the team sucks and all the bandwagon jumpers jump off and the state of Kansas can't support the Kansas City Chiefs when they sucked, and the rest of us in Missouri went to those games when they were terrible, just keep it in mind what the population and the difference is with Missouri and Kansas.
Jim, I appreciate the phone call, Jim. Jim has been the second least popular person on the show this side of Mayor Quentin Lucas. Not very popular on the text line. I'm letting everybody get their takes off today. Everybody.
He said he's a Broncos fan.
I'm letting everything. If you call up today, I'm letting you get your takes off. I ain't rushing you off the phone today. I promise you that. This is the thing, and I hate to be in a position where I gotta defend Kansas. The state of Missouri was dating a supermodel. I'm talking about you had one of the baddest women you had ever seen before. You didn't treat her right. And we all know if you got a good woman and you ain't treating her right, there is a chance that somebody a little smoother, a little slicker, got a better car, got a bigger house than you can swoop in and take your girl. And that is exactly what happened here. I can't be mad at Kansas for seizing an opportunity. Missouri left the door open. And the Chiefs were sitting there without a solution. But the Chiefs have choices. They do not have to just do whatever the state of Missouri wants them to do. People want us. Everybody wants us. We're one of the five most popular teams in the National Football League right now. We decide who we want to be with. So the Chiefs have just sat back, laid low, made their moves in silence, and collected all of this money, and now they're telling you what their plan is. So I feel Jim. I'm here for more phone calls like Jim in the emotion. You will not hear me mad about what happened. Kansas did exactly what you're supposed to do. I see you're not treating her right. We have everything she needs right over here, so you came in and you took her. I told you guys this analogy last week. Some of you right now are married to somebody else's girlfriend. She was in a relationship when you met her, but you realized she was unhappy. You came in and offered her everything that the current person she was with wasn't giving her, and you stole her, and now y'all been together for 15 years. You got two kids, and you got a nice house in Kansas. That is exactly what happened. So I'm not mad at Kansas. Missouri had their chance to get their ducks in a row. They still don't have anything on paper. They couldn't even get the money passed from the state of Missouri. They were arguing about that for the longest time. So, no, I'm not mad at Kansas for that. That's big-time, billion-dollar, cutthroat business. And that's what Kansas, we had a once-in-a-lifetime shot. We were not missing this. We were not missing our chance to get an NFL team. We will never have another chance to get an NFL team. But we got one right now. They've been eyeing this thing since the parade. They've been eyeing this thing. You saw Laura Kelly in the back of the float, waving, smiling at people. They've been eyeing this for the long time. And if you're Missouri, you knew people was DMing your girl. You knew people was trying to get at her. And you didn't take care of her. I'm sorry, you lost her. That's the game. Andrew, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, brother. I could not agree more with Jim and his sentiments on how to feel about it from the team support's perspective. From the economics point of view, from them moving from Missouri to Kansas, it doesn't really feel any different than if they had moved to San Antonio in my eyes. Like, they're in a different state. All their tax money's going to a different state now. There is nothing to keep the Jackson County people happy anymore because they're losing all the things that we had to brag about over the Jefferson County side. We have continued to not learn our lesson from the Cardinals, or sorry, not the Cardinals, the Rams, the St. Louis Cardinals, the original Cardinals, the football Cardinals, the Kansas Speedway, the Sporting Kansas City Stadium. How many times are we just going to let them walk in here and take all of our business, take all of our teams? And how many times are we going to let Jackson County and the city continually blow these opportunities for us? Because we have lost so many more future dollars from this team leaving the state than we can ever imagine. And it's going to reflect poorly on the whole state, the whole Jackson County legislature, the whole Kansas City, Missouri leadership team. And I got to say, I did believe the team when they said that they would want to stay at Arrowhead for the legacy reason. So I will say I felt a little betrayed on that point, but to say they were making a poor business decision is incorrect. So I can't blame the team. We can only blame ourselves and everybody that we elected to run this town, run this city, run this county. And I hope everybody who voted no on the 3% sales tax is happy. So thanks, Kerrigan. Have a good day.
I'm with you, Andrew. I'm with you, Andrew. I'm letting people rock today, man. I don't care about the text. I'm letting people rock today. That's what I'm doing. I'm letting people get their takes off today. I got to be honest with you, Andrew. I haven't felt that the Chiefs wanted to stay in Jackson County for about 18 months. Do we got to go back to the presentation that they put together? Do we got to go back to the renovations that they put together? Those renovations, I'm being serious. Honestly, ask yourself. Google it right now. Google the renovations. Do you think those renovations were indicative of a group of people that really wanted to stay where they were? If staying at Arrowhead was your number one priority, if that's what you cared about more than anything, do you think the renovation plans that they handed us to vote on, do you think that was reflective of how they felt? Because once we saw that and the plan that had a special VIP entrance to the suites and they gave the poor some heaters in the 300 level, it told me everything I want to know. The Chiefs were not committed to staying in Jackson County. They were just going to take some of the money because we were giving it away. That's what the tax is. They were giving it away. And I know they threw their name with the Royals plan and the crossroad. I get all that. I've been here for those things. But you cannot tell me that plan that they put together was a plan of people who desperately wanted to stay. They've never even shown us what new renovation plans look like. They have done nothing since that vote failed in April other than what we all know happened. They played Missouri and Kansas against each other to get the best deal for themselves, and they took it. So I hear what you're saying about moving. I mean, it technically is like moving. This is what we see teams do all the time. But this time, they didn't move out of the area. Like, they're not moving to a different place. But no, they are moving across state lines. So I don't believe them. I do not believe the Chiefs ever had intentions on staying at Arrowhead. I think it sounded good. I think this has always been their plan. From the moment when Nate Taylor wrote that story that the Chiefs want a dome, you should have known right then and there they weren't staying. You can't put a dome with where they are. Their renovations didn't include a dome. When the owner is privately telling people, I want a dome, there was only one option that was going to give them that. That's the option that they're picking coming up at 3:00. Let's take more of your phone calls here. The text line is in this weird, please don't take more phone calls, but please take more sad Missouri phone calls. I don't know what to do. Let's go to Craig in Warrensburg. Hey, Craig, how you doing, man?
Hey, good, man. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Appreciate you calling in today.
You know, I'm 54 years old. I have never spent a dime in Kansas, and I still won't. And it's just old school, which is cool. But, you know, I squarely put the blame on, you know, Mayor Ass Clown Lucas and
Craig, you there?
Yeah, you there?
Oh, no, yeah, I was listening to you. I'm letting people cook today. Go ahead, Craig.
No, I got you. But you know, this falls on Missouri, man. I mean, they had their chance. You know, I am Missouri through and through. You know, MIZ all the way, but Missouri had their chance and they fumbled. I mean, to put it in a sports analogy, they fumbled the ball. You know, it's our own fault. You know, you can't fault Kansas. You know, congratulations to the state of Kansas. You got a hell of a football team. And to Missouri, you people that voted no, you know, I don't blame you there either, Jackson County, but you know, I'm a little pissed off, but it is what it is. I'll watch them on TV, but I won't step a foot in that stadium. And the last thing I want to say is Lamar would be whipping Clark's ass if he was still here. That's it.
I appreciate the phone call, Craig. It was like Craig cursed and then thought we hung up on him. Well, like, I was letting you go. I was letting you go.
I was about to get a lot worse.
At first, I thought you hung up on him at first. That's why I was confused.
No,
that's
a brief time.
That's why I was that gap of silence. I didn't know. I was letting him cook. He's like, are you there? Yes, I have to be here. Are you here is the question.
I had to see where he was going to go after that first statement there. But I'm with all these Missouri callers on, like, I don't blame them for voting no. And your analogy about the girl, that Chiefs proposal they put out in what would have been probably
terrible.
March of 2024, they are telling you, we want to see other people. That is them telling you that. And Jackson County residents, they allowed them to do so. But I still would put the Chiefs' unhappiness and their desire to move, I would put that more towards the county leadership for the last 5 decades that haven't done much to develop the area around the stadium. The regular Joe Schmo, the Craigs and Warrensburgs, the Andrews and Lee Summits, that's not their fault. So I don't blame them at all for rejecting the plan. I don't blame them for being upset today. It's going to be sad today. It's going to be sad when Arrowhead closes. I'm not stepping foot over there. I'm not going there. I'm a Broncos fan. I can't get on board with that stuff. That's
okay,
all.
I understand that this is extreme. You and I know people in real life that feel this way.
Of course.
As crazy as it sounds to people in Kansas, I know people in real life that feel this way. I am from Missouri. I am not from Kansas. I am not going over there unless I absolutely have to go over there. Yes, it is stupid. It is irrational. But that is definitely at play here in the dynamics of this conversation. And the text line, I got to ask you to chill out. Too many Kansas people saying, take more of these calls. Relax, okay? You're a little too fired up right now. Everybody's a little fired up right now. Everybody's a little emotional. I'm not going to take too much of this, Kansas people, sniping at my MU brethren on the text line. I'm not going to do that. I mean, I am, but I can't let that happen right now. I can't let it happen. Put some more of these people on hold, man. We'll take as many of these calls as we can. Let's take one more in this segment. Rowan called into the show today. How you doing, Rowan?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. Appreciate you guys having me on.
No problem, man. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, man, I knew it was going to happen. I think out of all the places it could have gone, the Legends is the best place. And I tell you what, McDonald's is going to sell out of Whamburgers and French fries today with how many salty Missouri guys there are. But I'm still going to support them. I still see them moving up. I don't see us going back to the mid-2000s Chiefs. I definitely see us going on the up and up. And a new stadium's what we need. We've been wanting a Super Bowl for how long? And you got to think, Missouri fumbled this so bad. Kansas has been foaming at the mouth to get the Chiefs, to get their stadium. And Missouri was just kind of lollygagging around like, oh, man, we're going to do something. You guys got to tell us what something is, man. And it better be better than that renovation project they pulled out.
Rowan, I'm with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. This is maybe the part that confuses me the most about all of it. And honestly, it confuses me the most. They told us this was a possibility. They told us this. I understand not all of you live in Jackson County, but if you live in Jackson County, last April, they gave us a choice. And I say us because I live in Jackson County. They gave us a choice, and they explicitly told you what a yes vote meant, what a no vote meant, and what sitting out of the vote completely means. A yes vote means, yes, you were going to pay for some renovations that didn't really excite you. But if you're one of those people that just absolutely, I don't want to see it go to Kansas. And that was my number one reason for voting yes on this thing. I hated the renovation plans. I said that the moment it came out on the show, I said I hated it. And the text line got on me and said I was being negative because I didn't like the renovation plans. I called it the iPhone 16C. It wasn't a new iPhone. It was just a small change to the one that we already had. I didn't like it from the very, very beginning. But where I will defend any Kansas person or any person who is excited about this is you can't say you didn't know the other options. You knew what a yes vote meant today would have never happened. We wouldn't be having this conversation right now. They would be beginning the plans to renovate the stadium. That's where the money would have gone to. If you voted no, you voted for Well, I'm cool with wherever they go. That's what a no vote was. Staying home was the same thing. If you didn't go vote, and a lot of people didn't go vote. They got less than 70,000 people that voted in this election. So honestly, a lot of people calling right now, you did not participate in this vote. And that's fine. But you now can't say, oh man, I can't believe they're leaving. I'm so sad they're leaving. They gave you the choice. Yes, we stay. No, you knew that one part of the city or one part of the country was going to come after your team every single day. And that's exactly what happened. So you just can't claim ignorance, in my opinion. A no vote or not, or choosing to not vote, to abstain from voting, opened yourself up to today. So I don't want to hear on the text line, oh man, I can't believe this. Man, Kansas is offering to pay for 70% of their stadium. 70%. They think the Chiefs might get $2 billion. I love Arrowhead too. I'm nostalgic about Arrowhead. If somebody offered you $2 billion, we'll find out how much you love nostalgia. That's what we'll find out, how much nostalgia really means to you. And we found out how much it costs. It costs $2 billion. He ain't that nostalgic about it at all. Not in the least bit. We'll continue to take more of your phone calls. We'll do that up until 3 o'clock. We got a press conference with the governor of Kansas, and then we'll hear from a lot of people. I can't tell you everybody, but I promise you I can in the 3 o'clock hour. Keep it right here, Sir Drive.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Someone on the text line says, Carrington, you got to give us a Frank White take. He was awful at his job and got fired. What Frank White opinion do you want me to have today? He was awful. He did a terrible job. He's very high on the list of why this happened today. I don't know what opinion you want me to give about Frank White. Be gone. Good riddance. Someone said, CDOT, what would you like the new stadium to be named? Arrowhead Stadium? I mean, they might have a different corporate sponsor. I mean, it's not like we're going to call it that anyway. But yeah, I would like for the stadium to be called Arrowhead Stadium is what I would like for it to be called. The text line, I wish everybody right now could see the text line. The text line is really a combination of, is the mayor coming back on today? and Missouri and Kansas making fun of each other. Someone texted in, I hope that everybody in Missouri enjoys those parking lots hosting weekly flea markets. And that made me laugh. It made me laugh. I'm sorry. It's not funny. It's very, very serious. But the thought now that they're about to turn imploded Arrowhead Stadium into a farmer's market is kind of funny. It's a little funny to me in the context of this. I know it's very, very serious. It really is. I'm not here to poke holes in what anybody is saying. I told you, I'm here to let people get their calls, get their takes as much as you want. My question is, if you're one of the people that says you're not going out there, I would love to know how often you were going before. Like, if you're a season ticket holder and you've been out there for 20 years and if you've seen some terrible football, you literally went to a game after one of the players shot and killed his girlfriend and himself. You went to that game. Now the fact that they've moved 25 minutes, that's where the line is now drawn. I'm sorry. I just don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Yeah, I grew up in Jackson County for 25 years, and that's the one part where these callers are losing me here today. I know we're all emotional, but buddy, hey, Jim, you, the wife, the kids, you're going to be at that Mattel theme park at Margaritaville at a Chiefs game having a great staycation in KCK here in about 8 years. I promise you, you are. You are. You're going to stop at Bucky's, too, on the way home and fill up, you know, for the ride, because Bucky's will be open over there as well. So that's where these callers lose me. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be emotional. You're not no longer a fan. I'm not buying that.
Someone on the text line says, have they made the announcement? They are at 3:00. Someone else has texted in CDOT, you never take anything seriously. I live in Jackson County and voted yes. Do not put this on me in any capacity. I did exactly what I was supposed to do to avoid this day. I contributed. I can show you my I voted sticker. No, do not put any part of this on me. I did exactly what I was supposed to do. I was on the side that wanted to keep Arrowhead where it was. No, I will not wear any part of this. You can give the blame out to a lot of other people. I don't want any parts of it because I didn't do anything. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we going? Chance. Chance lives in Missouri. Chance, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good, guys. How are you? Thanks for taking my call today. Yeah, so hey, I'm originally from New Mexico. I talked to Fesco and them like last week about the issue, or earlier this week, whatever. But so I've been in Kansas City about 15 years. I've always lived on the Missouri side, like Grandview, Belton area. I, for one, personally voted yes, because once I heard that this could be a possibility, that was enough for me to cast my vote yes. But I would say, just from being here about, you know, close to 15 years now, that also I'm just one simple drive around the metro area reveals that KCK, the Legends, has by far the upper hand on the infrastructure. Is already there, you know, new roads, lots going on up there, Bucky's, the Speedway, casinos, just the entire Legends area. And then in turn also, like you guys say, the lack of development in Raytown. Raytown Road is just dumping grounds, essentially two lanes behind the stadium. The traffic is horrible. And I guess just the majority of my family are Cowboys fans. So I've been a Chiefs fan since 93. I moved here from New Mexico because I'm a Chiefs fan. I love Arrowhead, but I'm not a Missouri fan. I'm not a Arrowhead fan. I'm a Chiefs fan above all. That's one reason why I don't own a lot of jerseys, because I love the players, but I'm always going to be a Chiefs fan regardless of who's playing for them, where they're at. And I just don't understand all the drama back and forth from the state lines, of course, because I'm not from here.
I'm with you, Chance. I appreciate the phone call, Chance. I got to let more people go. I might have to make a rule. 2 minutes. We might got to give you 2 minutes. It's a lot. We were going through family history there for a minute. All right, 2 minutes. We might have to set a new rule here. I'm going to let you get your takes off. It was too much. Delaney, how you doing, man? You got two and a half minutes.
Here we go. 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. First off, of course, I'm going to games. What are these people talking about? Casey Mo my whole life. There's one thing I want to address. Actually, there's a few. Kansas people, okay, I love you, but you didn't win. You were set up to not fail. There's a difference. You didn't go through a gladiator gauntlet, and it was handed to you. CDOT, I want to talk about your analogy, okay? You addressed it a little bit. Yes, we had the supermodel. But the issue is the supermodel had what she needed, even had a lot of what she wanted, but she still wanted more. That's what's leaving the taste in her mouth. You know, you look at Mark Donovan, the guys, he's Mark Donovan. I'm going to keep it PG. But the thing is, he doesn't care about anything besides one thing. That's having his name on the big shiny plaque by the big shiny purchase. That's why they got him. That's what he did. He had like a big TV package deal back in the day. I don't know. Clark Hunt's not leading a good trailblaze for his family. Instead of trailblazing for the NFL, they're trailblazing is teaching his family to just go for the buck, chase the dollar. And you know what? When Mahomes retires in 2033 and we got Dick Pins and Damon Hewitt's back there again, it's just going to – this is the reason they're doing it. They need something to have sustainability. I'm not ready for Fesco. I'm not ready for Big Man Bob. He's going to lay into the Missourians. I've already tweeted both him and Dusty. You know, well, good for him, but, God, he's going to lay into us. The last thing, the people of Missouri didn't want to fund a billionaire. And there's, you know, I don't want to call him any names, but when that 1% tax and that drug tax, according to Big Binky's gone, then what? You got to play to pay. Or you got to pay to play. It's part of it. The government of Missouri, they're just cheeks, got nothing for them. Missouri feels like we lost our quarterback and we lost our team in a week and a half. It just burns. Stranger things this weekend. Here we go.
I'm with you, Delaney. I appreciate the phone call. I know we're up against it. We have to play the press conference. I generally hate press conferences. That's why you very rarely hear them on this show. This one's a little bit different. We have to do it. I will just say this. Mark Donovan is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's where he's from. He is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm not saying he doesn't love the Chiefs. I'm not saying he doesn't care about the Chiefs. It is important to note this is his job. It is not his way of life like it is for you and me. So even though you can be an outsider here and come here and you can call yourself a Kansas Cityan, he does not know it the way that you and I know it. I had all of this information when I went to the polls. Mark Donovan does not care where the stadium is. Why would he care? Mark Donovan is the business for the Chiefs. You know what he cares about? Making money for the company. He did that today. They just accepted an offer that's going to give them $2 billion. So, no, I did not expect Mark Donovan to protect the interest of the fan who lives in Warrensburg that drives into one or two games. He thinks you'll keep driving out to games. That is 100% how they feel. Coming up at the top of the hour, there is a press conference scheduled in Topeka with the governor of the state of Kansas. They are expected to make the announcement that the Chiefs are moving across state line. We'll play that for you next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.